大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米少米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾依然是壮壮老师。
Hello everybody， 今天我们是一个对话一个讲座啊，但是呢这个呢因为我们都有一些基础了，所以呢我想先不说什么，直接先给大家先开始放录音。
啥都不说了，
啥都不说了，就都在心里了。
对，说多了都是泪。
好，我们先来一个 conversation。
Listen to a conversation between a student and the faculty advisor of the campus newspaper.
Hi, I talked to someone on the phone a couple weeks ago. Anna, I think it was.
I'm Anna, the faculty advisor.
Oh, great. I'm Peter Murphy. You probably don't remember me, but...
No, I remember you. You were interested in working for the paper.
Yeah, as a reporter.
That's right. You're taking a journalism class, and you've done some reporting before in high school, right?
Wow, you have a good memory.
Well, we haven't had many students applying lately. So, anyway, you still want to do some reporting for us?
Yeah, if you have room for me on the staff.
Well, we always need more reporters. But you know we don't pay anything, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'd like the experience. It would look good on my resume.
Absolutely. Let's see. I think I told you that we asked prospective reporters to turn in some outlines for possible articles.
Yeah, I sent them in about a week ago, but I haven't heard anything back yet, so I thought I'd stop by and see. But I guess you haven't looked at them yet.
Oh, Max, the news editor, he looks at all the submissions.
Oh, so he hasn't made any decision about me yet?
Well, I just got here a few minutes ago. I haven't been in for a couple of days. Just give me a second to check my email. Here's a message from Max. Let's see. Well, it seems you've really impressed him. He says it'd be wonderful if you could join our staff.
Oh, great. When can I start?
Well, you turned in an outline on something to do with the physics department?
Yeah, they're trying to come up with ways to get more students to take their introductory courses.
Right. Well, apparently nobody else is covering that story, so he wants you to follow up on it.
Okay. What about the other outline I sent in? About the proposed increase in tuition fees?
Oh, it looks like we've got that covered.
So I'm starting with an article about the physics department. I guess I'd better get to work. Do you have any advice on how I should cover the story?
Well, Max will want to talk to you, but I'm sure he'll tell you to find out things like why the physics department's worried about enrollment. Has the number of students been getting smaller in recent years? By how much? What kinds of plans are they considering to address this problem?
Right. Some of those issues are already in what I proposed.
And you'll want to do some interviews. You know, what do the professors think of the plans? What do the students think? You get the idea, but...
But wait till I talk to Max before proceeding.
Right. He'll cover everything you need to know to be a reporter for us. Can you come back this afternoon? He'll be here until 5 o'clock.
这个 conversation 不知道大家听出来没有啊？发生在谁和谁之间呢？ Again, it's between a student and a faculty advisor. 之前我们听过的，这个就是专门做这个工作方面咨询和建议的老师。好，这次呢，学生要给这个 campus newspaper 做报道。跟上次说的内容好像也有点类似，但是呢，具体还是不太一样。好，他会怎样去写呢？这个学生他之所以要写这个报道呢，他是为了干嘛呢？他说 it would look good。When I apply for a job.
就是为了简历上好看点。
对了，它就是一种获取经验。那咱们大学生也是，在你毕业的时候快找工作了，人家最讨厌的就是毕业生，刚毕业的应届毕业生。为什么呢？因为你没有经验。可是你在校园里其实你可以获得工作经验。
对。
明白吧？比如说像这个同学，他就是他给校报主动的承担一个志愿者记者。现在志愿者这个概念呢也逐渐的越来越流行了。就是你没有经验的时候，我不指望你给我付钱而已。对不对？那你只要获得了相关的经历，以后你就可以写在你的简历上了。It would look good on my resume. 好，所以这是他的一个初衷。然后呢，老师就给他交代了，对吧？这个 physics department, 最近发生了一些什么事儿呢？就是他 worried about enrollment, 没有学生去报名。要上这个系来上学，那怎么办呢？是吧？所以呢，这个事儿呢，他就会去报道。 但是这个报道呢，他说这是those are some of the issues are already in what I propose， 这学生说的了哈、
嗯。
然后他就想要去做 interviews， 你就要去采访了，
对
记者嘛，对不对、
嗯？
那你的计划里边你就要采访一些人，比如说 what do the professors think of the plans and what do the students think， 等等等。然后这个同学呢，他还是想的比较周全，他想先跟这个负责人，就是这个报纸的负责人先谈一谈、
嗯、
这个人就叫 Max、
嗯
啊、他说 But I still want to、talk to Max before proceeding、啊、采取行动之前具体落实之前呢先要跟 Max 说一下、
嗯、
然后呢这个 advisor 最后结尾的时候他说 He will cover everything you need to know to be a reporter for us. Can you come back this afternoon? He will be here until 5 o'clock.、
嗯、
好，那言外之意就是你最好今天下午五点之前来这儿找 Max。
嗯，
好，这块信息听懂了也就差不多了。那我们现在再把这个录音再放一遍。
好的。
Listen to a conversation between a student and the faculty advisor of the campus newspaper.
Hi, I talked to someone on the phone a couple weeks ago. Anna, I think it was?
I'm Anna, the faculty advisor.
Oh, great. I'm Peter Murphy. You probably don't remember me, but...
No, I remember you. You were interested in working for the paper.
Yeah, as a reporter.
That's right. You're taking a journalism class, and you've done some reporting before in high school, right?
Wow, you have a good memory.
Well, we haven't had many students applying lately. So, anyway, you still want to do some reporting for us?
Yeah, if you have room for me on the staff.
Well, we always need more reporters. But you know we don't pay anything, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'd like the experience. It would look good on my resume.
Absolutely. Let's see. I think I told you that we ask prospective reporters to turn in some outlines for possible articles.
Yeah, I sent them in about a week ago, but I haven't heard anything back yet, so I thought I'd stop by and see.But I guess you haven't looked at them yet.
Oh, Max, the news editor, he looks at all the submissions.
Oh, so he hasn't made any decision about me yet?
Well, I just got here a few minutes ago. I haven't been in for a couple of days. Just give me a second to check my email. Here's a message from Max. Let's see. Well, it seems you've really impressed him. He says it'd be wonderful if you could join our staff.
Oh, great. When can I start?
Well...You turned in an outline on something to do with the physics department?
Yeah, they're trying to come up with ways to get more students to take their introductory courses.
Right. Well, apparently nobody else is covering that story, so he wants you to follow up on it.
Okay. What about the other outline I sent in? About the proposed increase in tuition fees?
Oh, it looks like we've got that covered.
So I'm starting with an article about the physics department. I guess I'd better get to work.Do you have any advice on how I should cover the story?
Well, Max will want to talk to you, but I'm sure he'll tell you to find out things like why the physics department's worried about enrollment. Has the number of students been getting smaller in recent years? By how much? What kinds of plans are they considering to address this problem?
Right. Some of those issues are already in what I proposed.
And you'll want to do some interviews. You know...What do the professors think of the plans? What do the students think? You get the idea, but...
But wait till I talk to Max before proceeding.
Right. He'll cover everything you need to know to be a reporter for us. Can you come back this afternoon? He'll be here until 5 o'clock.
接下来呢，我们要听的这段讲座呢是 geology, 是地质学。这一个讲座呢不长，但是听起来呢依然会比较晕，因为它这个年代的描述的方法实在是比较的费劲啊，什么 1.8 million years ago 啊，还有呢 1800 CE 啊，还有呢一些词，就是地质时期它在描述的过程中它就是跨越好多好多好多年、
嗯、
什么这个纪啦那个纪啦侏罗纪什么的，
玄武纪白垩纪，
没错。最后呢它提到两个纪啊、
嗯、
一个叫做 Holocene 叫全新纪，一个叫 Anthropocene 是人类纪、
嗯、
就是有人开始在地球上出现了，它会受这个人的影响，这一个时期、啊、就是叫做 Anthropocene、
啊嗯、
这个会在整个讲座中贯穿，我们来听一下。
好的。
Listen to part of a lecture in a geology class. Geologists, we examine layers of sediment on the Earth's surface to approximate the dates of past geologic time periods. Sediment, as you know, is material like sand, gravel, fossil fragments that is transported by natural processes like wind, water flow, or the movement of glaciers. So, sediment is transported and then deposited, and it forms layers on the Earth's surface over time. We examine these layers to learn about different geologic time periods, including when they began and ended. For example, from about 1.8 million years ago to around 11,000 years ago was the Pleistocene epoch. The Pleistocene epoch was an ice age. During this epoch, sediment was made by the kind of erosion and weathering that happens when the climate is colder. And part of those sediments are fossils of plants and animals that lived at that time. The Holocene epoch followed the Pleistocene epoch when the Earth's climate warmed up around 11,000 years ago. The Holocene epoch is characterized by different sediments, ones that form when the climate is warmer. Because the climate changed, the types of plants and animals changed also. Holocene sediments contain remnants of more recent plants and animals, so it's pretty easy to differentiate geologically between these two epochs. Now there's growing evidence that the presence of humans has altered the Earth so much that a new epoch of geologic history has begun. The Anthropocene epoch. A new human-influenced epoch. This idea that we've entered a new Anthropocene epoch was first proposed in 2002. The idea is that around the year 1800 CE, the human population became large enough, around a billion people, that its activities started altering the environment. This was also the time of the Industrial Revolution, which brought a tremendous increase in the use of fossil fuels, such as coal. The exploitation of fossil fuels has brought planet-wide developments, industrialization, construction, mass transport. And these developments have caused major changes, like additional erosion of the Earth's surface and deforestation. Also, things like the damming of rivers has caused increased sediment production, not to mention the addition of more carbon dioxide and methane in the atmosphere. Naturally, all these changes show up in recent sediments, and these sediments are quite different from pre-year 1800 sediment layers. Interestingly, there's some speculation that humans started having a major impact on Earth much earlier, about 8,000 years ago. That's when agriculture was becoming widespread. Early farmers started clearing forests, and livestock produced a lot of extra methane. But I want to stress that this is just a hypothesis. The idea that early humans could have had such a major effect, well, I'm just not sure we can compare it with the Industrial Age. Geologists in the far future will be able to examine the sediment being laid down today. Whereas, right now, we can say that, yes, human impact on the Earth is clear. It'll be future researchers who have a better perspective and will be able to really draw a line between the Holocene and the Anthropocene epochs.
好，接下来呢，我想把这个其中比较晕的地方，
也就是整篇文章吧，
是吧？再给大家慢慢的慢念一遍。
嗯，
我们还是由米歇尔来开始。我喊停的时候呢，你就停。
哇，有一种幸运转轮的感觉。
对的，
喊停的时候就可以抽奖了。As geologists, we examine layers of sediment on the Earth's surface to approximate the dates of past geologic time periods. Sediment, as you know.Is material like sand, gravel, fossil fragments, and is transported by natural processes like wind, water flow, or movement of glaciers. So, sediment is transported and then deposited, and it forms layers on the Earth's surface over time. We examine these layers to learn about different geological time periods, including when they began and ended, For example, from about 1.8 million years ago to around 11,000 years ago was the Pleistocene epoch. The Pleistocene epoch was an ice age. During this epoch, sediment was made by the kind of erosion and weathering that happens when the climate is colder. And part of those sediment are fossils of plants and animals that live at that time.
这一块呢，他就先讲了一段的地质时期，是吧？这段地质时期呢，就叫 Pleistocene，中文呢就叫更新世，或者叫洪基世。它就是你不管它中文叫什么了，是吧？这一部分的特点呢，就是 ice glaciers， 它是有这个冰川。然后冰川所扫荡所过之处呢，就大面积的毁坏了这个植被啊，然后就形成了 fossils 啊，化石啊，这是这一季的特点。接下来呢，他又讲到另外一个季 Holocene。The Holocene epoch followed the Pleistocene epoch when the Earth's climate warmed up around 11,000 years ago. The Holocene epoch is characterized by different sediments, ones that form when the climate is warmer.Because the climate changed, the types of plants and animals changed also. Holocene sediments contain remnants of more recent plants and animals, so it's pretty easy to differentiate geologically between these two epochs. 所以下边那个冰川纪完了，接下来就是那个 Holocene。因为它气候已经变暖了，所以它的植被呢和我们现在看见的植被就比较接近了，所以它那个化石呢就比较好区分。这一段也不太难，那么这样听下来呢，是不是大家就感觉容易了？就是当你遇到生词的时候，自然而然的本能反应就是心里先一惊，然后后面就听不见了。
啊，对，
是吧？
对，
阅读的时候也是一样。其实这一大块内容，阅读的文章你也能找到相应的内容。好，那你做背景储备的时候，可以把相关的阅读和这个听力结合起来看。再来呢，就是如果你碰到生词，其实你不用慌，他紧接着他就会给你讲这个含义是什么。那你与其要知道它的中文怎么去叫，还不如知道它的英文含义啊。然后呢，你就在答题也好，还是你自己学习的过程中呢，你就直接去对应。这个学习方法呢，我觉得就是当时你学一个知识，如果是用的英文，你很可能不知道它是中文是什么意思，可是你特别明确它的含义。啊，像我记那个解剖学的肌肉什么的哪一块，我不知道那个中文叫什么啊，什么 Teresa。啊，什么那个 femur 啊，后来我才到了这个北京的健身房，我一对那个大招贴画上贴着，反正指那儿，那它是什么不重要了，我就知道是那个位置上的一个骨头或者一个肌肉，是这些动作能够练到的，那也就行了，是吧？人类就是赋予它不同的名称而已。好，这两个 scene 之后呢，又来一个段子，来，请米歇尔念一下。
好的。Now, there is growing evidence that the presence of humans has altered the Earth so much that a new epoch of geological history has begun, the Anthropocene epoch, a new human-influenced epoch. This idea that we've entered a new Anthropocene epoch was first proposed in 2002.The idea is that around the year 1800 CE, the human population became large enough, around a billion people, that its activity started altering the environment. This was also the time of the Industrial Revolution, which brought a tremendous increase in the use of fossil fuels, such as coal. The exploitation of fossil fuels has brought planet-wide development, industrialization,construction, mass transport, and these developments have caused major changes like additional erosion of Earth's surface and defrostation. Also, things like damming of rivers has caused increased sediment production, not to mention the addition of more carbon dioxide and methane in the atmosphere.
好了，这一块就讲到就是有人的这一季啊，叫 Anthropocene， 它呢，这个人类活动的影响，什么二氧化碳啦，是吧？什么修大坝啦，啊，还有呢，就是这个地球表面的侵蚀等等等，因为工业化啊，这一块剩下就不太难了。那我们再把这个讲座放一遍，希望这一次大家能够 have a better understanding of it.
Listen to part of a lecture in a geology class. Geologists, we examine layers of sediment on the Earth's surface to approximate the dates of past geologic time periods. Sediment, as you know, is material like sand, gravel, fossil fragments that is transported by natural processes like wind, water flow, or the movement of glaciers. So, sediment is transported and then deposited, and it forms layers on the Earth's surface over time. We examine these layers to learn about different geologic time periods, including when they began and ended. For example, from about 1.8 million years ago to around 11,000 years ago was the Pleistocene Epoch. The Pleistocene Epoch was an ice age. During this epoch, sediment was made by the kind of erosion and weathering that happens when the climate is colder. And part of those sediments are fossils of plants and animals that lived at that time. The Holocene epoch followed the Pleistocene epoch when the Earth's climate warmed up around 11,000 years ago. The Holocene epoch is characterized by different sediments, ones that form when the climate is warmer. Because the climate changed, the types of plants and animals changed also. Holocene sediments contain remnants of more recent plants and animals, so it's pretty easy to differentiate geologically between these two epochs. Now there's growing evidence that the presence of humans has altered the Earth so much that a new epoch of geologic history has begun, the Anthropocene epoch, a new human-influenced epoch. This idea that we've entered a new Anthropocene epoch was first proposed in 2002. The idea is that around the year 1800 CE, the human population became large enough, around a billion people, that its activities started altering the environment. This was also the time of the Industrial Revolution, which brought a tremendous increase in the use of fossil fuels, such as coal. The exploitation of fossil fuels has brought planet-wide developments, industrialization, construction, mass transport. And these developments have caused major changes, like additional erosion of the Earth's surface and deforestation. Also, things like the damming of rivers has caused increased sediment production, not to mention the addition of more carbon dioxide and methane in the atmosphere. Naturally, all these changes show up in recent sediments, and these sediments are quite different from pre-year 1800 sediment layers. Interestingly, there's some speculation that humans started having a major impact on Earth much earlier, about 8,000 years ago. That's when agriculture was becoming widespread. Early farmers started clearing forests, and livestock produced a lot of extra methane. But I want to stress that this is just a hypothesis. The idea that early humans could have had such a major effect, well, I'm just not sure we can compare it with the Industrial Age. Geologists in the far future will be able to examine the sediment being laid down today, whereas right now we can say that, yes, human impact on the Earth is clear. It'll be future researchers who have a better perspective and will be able to really draw a line between the Holocene and the Anthropocene epochs.
这段讲座放完了，两段讲座大家吸收的怎么样啊？ 我们在之后的节目当中会继续跟大家分享托福的听力内容， 可以帮助大家在考试之前提前熟悉它的
对，这是一个方面。另外，就从学英语的角度来讲，这个英文是一个工具，是吧？不管你去国外上课，还是说你拿这个英文作为一个工具去读资料，那其实你需要的技能都是一样的。所以呢，不妨即使你不考试，你也拿这个作为一个练习，来给自己的英文功力加点油。是的，今天的内容就是这些，我们明天见。
Just people watching the other people.
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来 TED Talk 的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。 Coming up next is home video。
Dream of power.